It's Makeup Diva Misha, y'all. And I know, I kind of had like a serious study crunch. Are you studying for a big test? Are you studying for an exam? Are you taking any college courses? Are you doing any self-development? Come talk with me. Let's dive into some self-development. Come on. Oh, you know you want to. You know you want the tea, the cranberry juice, the lemonade, and the shade. It's all here. Where? Duh. On the Makeup Diva Misha show. Alright, so this time we're gonna talk about, self-development. I don't know. I'm not sure if I've actually did an episode on self-development. Or on self-improvement, for that matter. How many times do we break out our notepad, notebook? We break out our calendars. We break out our all kind of stuff. We break out so much books, and we break out things because we want to write it down. And sometimes we want to get all still zoned in and focused on a goal, a vision, a plan, a target, whatever we want. Like, you know, you know how you sit down? Some people sit down, you know, some people stand up. So I go give me a glass of wine, okay? I'm gonna give it to you real. Gonna give it to you. You know, no filter, no chase. So this is the Makeup Diva Misha show. We don't have that stuff. Sorry. I yawned. I know. It's just so sleepy. But it's on my mind right now to get this out. So I ain't going to sleep until I share this. And then I'm going to go to sleep. Okay? So here's the thing. I give me a glass of wine, a bottle, whatever, okay? Don't judge me. And I have my notepad just like you. And I have my little notebook just like you. And I have all my papers out. And I'm ready to write the future. I am ready to, like, jot down change or whatever. I'm zoomed in, focused, razor sharp. Yeah, you know, all them notebook papers and everything, it's written down, but I mean, after it's written down, that's all it is written down. I mean, that's it. It's just written down. Where's the rest of it? I mean, where's the after we write it down? Where's the after we write the vision, we write the target, we write the goal, we get serious, we take all, write it down, we do bullet points, some of us get real serious, we do paragraphs, we get real serious, we do like whole paragraphs, almost little mini book, you know, ebook, we get serious, with the, you know, get a little cramp in one of your little fingers, because we done wrote like rope. You're like, look, we done had enough of this. We done got tired of certain pattern in our lifestyle. We gonna nip this in the bud. We get serious. There's times when people, like, you know, we as people, we get serious. And we sit down, and what do? We write out, okay, this is what we gonna change. Like, you know, we do like, here's the good, here's the bad. We gonna nip this in the bud. And, you know, we start asking our questions. If you listen to the last episode, we talked about, do we ask ourselves the tough, hard questions? Hey, that's up to you if you answered it. That's up to you. I ain't going there, okay? I'm not going there with you on that one because today is, no, it's a different episode, different time. We ain't got time for that. Okay, go back to that episode. We can replay it if you want to go dive into them deep waters. These waters is swerving in some development, okay? Some pre-planning, some personal development, you know, some are we at a point in our lives where we're, you know, setting goals, or are we striving to a target, or did we aim for something? Did we aim for something in 2019? Because 2019 is almost gone, you know, like literally 2 more months and bye bye, it is gone. We are into 2020. I know, like, I'm saying it, I'm not really grasping it like I should, but it's, yeah, 2019 will be gone in less than 60 days or less than 90 days. We will not have a 2019. It will be, you know, New Year's, and we're going to jump into the New Year stuff a whole bit later down the road. You can't jump the gun now. You cannot skip December. You cannot skip December and November. That's the good time. That's the time where you get to eat and you get fat and you know, blame your other family members for, you know, the pies and the turkey and all the good trimmings and everything. You know, we're going to get there in November. We're going to get there in November. Trust me, I'm going to share with you in November the real. You might not see me on the next little Thanksgiving, but I mean, damn it, I did it again. I'm so sorry. I yawned again. Oops. I gotta talk to you about this. This is important. Okay? This is important. It's important because it's a thought process that we have, and or do we? I don't know if you have it. You can always, like I said before on this show, you are welcome to call in with your, you know, beauty revelations, your thoughts, and what you feel about any topic, because it's open book. Come on, you know, speak on it. If you feel like you want to speak on it, speak on it. But I think that a lot of people in general, you know, we do have a tendency to write out everything and then we don't actually go behind after we write something and put like effort towards it, okay? We put like action towards the writing. I know, it's not you. It's not just you by yourself. A lot of us do it. A lot of us have that bad, nasty habit. We write the whole thing down. We write it down, but we don't get down, you know? We write it down, but we don't get down. Let's get down. We don't get down. Let's get down. Down, down, down. Let's get down. Let's get down. Let's get down. We need to get down on it. Okay? We need to get down on something we wrote. Half the things we wrote. All the visions and every plans, you know. We need to, after we done wrote all them plans out, we need to execute just one. Don't go back and pull out all your notebooks from high school and journals, your diaries, and go pull them all out and then start going searching through all. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's too much for you. We can't take that right now. That's a lot. Okay? We're not saying go beach back and go grab all your pamphlets out and your tablets out and all your journals and your notebooks out and start highlighting what you wrote when you was 16, and 15, and 14. No. See, that would be more
not getting down. You know, we're not putting no effort, we're not putting no action behind whatever we wrote to execute. You see, we gotta pick. You don't necessarily gotta pick one. It's more like you gotta kind of just summarize what you wrote, or summarize what you were planning, or take a look at. Just take a step back at how your life is going. Just take a little step back, kind of like hop out and look through the window, you know, through the glass pane, or you know, the crystal. Or, you know, if you got that life, you got the move with the little, you got the stained glass, because you pop him and you bougie boo. You know, you got the coins for the stained glass window. Go ahead. Step out and look through the stained glass window, girl. Have a look through the stained glass window and just say, wait a minute. What don't we really want after 2019 that we're looking at? Looking at the whole picture, girl. Pull back yourself, sit in your little recliner, put your feet up with your little slippers on, and have your little sippy sip, little day. And just take a look. Just take a look at where we are at, or where you are right now. You know, where you are at the moment of how your life is going, your lifestyle, everything in your life, like all the parts of your life too. See, we got a tendency just to look at the part that has all the money, or look at the part that has all the health, or look at the part that has all the religion or something like that. Sorry. It took me a NyQuil, car, y'all, so I'm going to be dozed out, but I'm going to finish my point. We're going to finish this episode. We'll just look at, like the finance part of our life. We won't look at, like, the relationship part, the health part, mental part, spiritual part. Are we taking care of us? Are we relaxing? Are we, you know, taking our vitamins, or is our blood pressure down? No, we don't want to look at that. We're looking at where the money coming in, going out, and all that, or we're looking at the baby section, and we're checking out our kids, and we worried about their relationships, and we worried about their lives, or we checking out our husbands or whoever we with, and we checking out what they going on, and we all saturated and marinated and immersed in what they got going on, what kind of issues they got, what they want to change coming up. What we need to do is, are we working on any personal development on our side? Are we bettering ourselves on this side? Are we taking a moment to go, oh, wait, let's focus a little. Let's turn the telescope toward us, towards you. Let's say, okay, let's look at us for a minute. Hold on, let's look at our whole picture. Let's pull out the Picasso and look at the whole show and go, Now you see, that don't look like no Mona Lisa to me. Yeah, I mean, stuff like that, you gotta, and be like, I wrote this down, I wrote that down, I wrote this plan, I wrote down this journey, I wrote down this goal. See, when you start to pull out the Picasso, the whole picture, and you look at it, you'll start to see you wrote down some stuff that you wanted to be different going forward. But see, we didn't put no personal development into action. Or we didn't put no development behind them things, behind the things we wrote down, behind, you know, vision, behind the notebook that we filled, behind the paperwork we wrote to. This is going weak. We don't like this part. So we don't put no development behind it. How is it supposed to progress? How is it supposed to evolve? How is it supposed to ascend? How is it supposed to become what you wanted to become if you didn't put no development in it. I know that bothers a lot of us because we're like, hold on, we put development, we wrote it down, and we made it so clear to ourselves where we want to go and where we want to be in the next couple of years and all that. Yes, but we didn't. We also left out the development part. You left out the focus of action execution. How we were going to go about executing all that. See, that's where we left it out. Left out that part. The missing block. Development. We have to be better. Like, if we wrote down something like Versace and Gucci and these names of that nature that have massive income, okay? Well, then you're going to have to do some massive development on yourself. Personal, maybe? Maybe it'll be personal. Maybe it'll be just relationship-wise. And maybe it'll be just business-wise that you have to do a whole massive development on. Maybe it won't. Who? That's for your. This is your journey. This is your life. This is your parade. And how you throw all in the festivities is really on you. But I'm here to help you. And I'm also here to inspire you, encourage you, to motivate you, and sometimes pull your card. I'm here for you to see things that maybe we don't see, for you to go back and check the whole picture, the whole Picasso, and go, wait a minute, that's not quite the Mona Lisa, but it could be though. That's the whole thing. With a little bit of development and a little bit of action and a little bit of effort, possibly a little bit more of action than effort, your Picasso could be a Mona Lisa. That's the revelation right there. Once we grasp the concept of if we just add writing down our visions, writing down our thoughts, putting it out there, what we really, really trying to receive and accept, and what we kind of want, what we don't want in 2020, and then we start thinking, considering development on that. Some type of development. Now we are literally pulling out our life, which is the Picasso, the picture, and we're looking at the whole Picasso. And we are deciding, and we're looking at it, and we're taking a serious, serious approach to turning our life from Picasso to Mona Lisa. Oh, yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm working on my Picasso. So by 2020, oh, honey, it's a Mona Lisa.